Greetings and welcome to the I Am Réveillé podcast.
I am Réveillé.
I am Réveillé. I am your host, Réveillé. And Réveillé is a Haitian Creole word that means awakening. So welcome, and let's get started.
Greetings, everyone. I am sitting here listening to a Jaguar Wright interview on YouTube. The Return of Jaguar Wright, full interview, Where Did She Go and Why Is She Back, by Real Life Productions. And it seems that this was recorded sometime in a late December. And I'm listening to her and it's sparking a lot in my mind. The sentence that I wrote down is, we have been taught to ignore our initial feelings and instincts. Okay. Now, we know this. You know, anybody who has any kind of grip on the system in any kind of way knows about mind control and programming and everything else. But until you start actually studying mind control and programming, you don't realize how insidious it is. Meaning, you think that by knowing it exists, that you can avoid the pitfalls. And that's not how it works. It works by repetition. It works by hypnosis. It works by working in your different brain states. Like, it's deep like that, y'all. Okay. I was born in the 70s. I came up in a time between when we got all of our news from like Peter Jennings on the 7 o'clock to going online to getting our news to CNN. I've seen the whole thing happen, okay? I've seen how they've slowly slid back the goalposts to where now we look at our boomer generation like they're insane. But the more and more I sit and listen to the boomer generation, the more and more I sit and listen to the things that we think are insane, the more I realize, no, we're all talking about the same thing. The difference is that they have a different language from us. Okay. We have been taught what? Don't judge a book by its cover. You're being too hasty. Don't do this. Don't do that. But what is, quote unquote, being too hasty? That is listening to your initial gut instinct. A lot of you know that I am an astrologer. A lot of you may not know that I also delve into human design. And I have done a number of human design readings for my close friends. As I do, I keep a lot of my spiritual gifts and occult learnings for my very closest family. God bless the witches and conjurers out here who are doing work just on GP out here in the collective. I know that is not my role because I am not comfortable with that role. If I give gifts, it has to be to people that I know. Do you know why? Because I understand that there are spirits involved in this bitch, okay? And my team knows we can't just be fucking with everybody's spirits. The amount of knowledge that I have would not go well, maybe, in someone who has less knowledge on purpose. We're all walking the path that we are given, okay? And we need companionship because that is the way we are designed. But we need companionship, okay? We don't necessarily need 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 sources of guidance because we weren't designed that way. But society's real crafty, real snakish, real out there. And they've managed to convolute the message to the point where we believe that needing someone's companionship means needing their approval. Needing someone's approval means listening to their guidance, listening to their life stories. Yes, we can listen to their life stories to get an idea of what potentially could be out there. But we need to understand that each of us here on this earth, I don't care at what mental capacity you feel you're working at, I don't care what physical capacity you feel you're working at, we each have our own points of attraction and our own relationship to creation, God, spirit, universe, whether we embrace it fully or we shun it or we do something in between because we feel judged, we can't be our real selves. It is all individual. And in being individual, it is purposeful. I think one of the most detrimental teachings that we have is the law of averages. Because none of us are average. Okay? So following what is average does not serve us. And yet, we purport in this society to follow science, which is a science that follows the averages. It's an aggregate science. It puts a big group of people together and says, okay, this big group of people suffer this when this time happens, so it means that they all have this disease. No, not necessarily. It might all be happening at the same time, but depending on each person's individual story, it has a different meaning. And that meaning is integral to the individual. Okay? So following others, following what other people know, following other people's points of attraction does not serve us. It's never going to work out the same for us as it is somebody else. Yes, there might be similarities. This person called that person, da, da, da. But the intricacies of your story are never going to mirror someone else's. Even if they're your sibling and you were raised by the same sets of parents in the same places, you will have a different point of attraction because that is what is meant. When you look at this bitch, like really sit and look at it, this shit is kind of motherfucking masterful. Because it tugs on us each differently. Different parts of our psyche, different parts of our body, different parts of our mental. To elicit different responses. And the more we keep that group think going, that lemming think, that sheep think going, the more we are a hindrance to the lessons that we're here to learn. So, we have been taught to ignore our initial feelings and instincts, our beliefs. We have been taught because, there's a whole storyline around it. Don't judge a book by its cover. You know, this person they met, and then she met him years later, and, they got together, they were married. Yeah, but there were a lot more intricacies in that story than you're allowing. Your synopsis is making me believe that like a sheep, I need to fall in line and just do the same shit she did, and I'm gonna get the same reward she did. No, she got those rewards from a myriad of circumstances. Whether or not her ancestors were involved in that influence, how much spiritual wealth she has, how she's been doing on this particular life walk, whether she brought past life walks into the presence and managed to resolve them. What role does she play spiritually? Is she meant to have these things? Is this what she agreed upon before she came here? So what was going to happen re-fucking-gardless? We don't allow any of those nuances in our story when we follow a common narrative. And somehow we have learned that comfort is gained in the sameness, in not having too many surprises. Let me tell you something. Total and complete bullshit, all right? Wintertime, Sagittarius, adventure. That we're not, no. A lot of people in my generation, including myself, talk about how we should be dead. Like the risks that we took and the way that we lived was insanity. And how more of us aren't just dead is a miracle, but it's not a miracle. It's meant to be that way. And those who fell off the edge of the wagon, okay, into the abyss, were also meant to be that way. Now, that's a tough one because we've also been taught that, you know, if you're a good person, good things will happen to you. What the fuck is good? What is good? It is hard to absorb this one. But good is a construct. Nothing is good or bad. Nothing is good or bad. I repeat, nothing is good or bad, okay? It is all about balance. And it's funny, I see more signposts in this life of good or bad than I see of balance, which lets me know that the truth is within the balance. Because they don't want you to know that shit. Something can appear good and without balance quickly become bad, okay? And then the way we've been taught in this society, we're explaining that away. Like, oh, but I just mean in this particular situation, and I'm talking to these particular people, and this particularly happened. When we shouldn't even have to fucking do that. We should be able to stand up in our individuality and be like, yo, this is me. This is what happened to me. This is how I'm flowing. This is what I've learned. This is what I have left to learn, I think. But I don't fucking know. And I'm going to keep walking this walk every fucking day because that is what I'm here to do. We don't get a chance to do that with each other. Do you know how detrimental that can be? I am thankful that in my phase of life, in that time where I was getting rid of so many friends, the ones that I have retained and the souls that I've become close to in this part of my journey are all deep, meandering souls in their ways. I may not agree 100%. With everybody that I call friend today, but we can have a conversation. That is not an argument. All these debates on these fucking podcasts and shit, that's not, no. Unless they're friends and they know each other. That's just inciting shit to try to get people interested to come and listen. I'm talking like that friend that you've gone to Trinidad Carnival with and done ignorant ass shit with in the dark, and they've never judged you. That friend that has kept all of your secrets, and I'm lucky to have more than one of those friends. That friend that understands you, sometimes says shit to you that hurts your feelings, but you're like, oh, that's still my peoples. I don't give a fuck, right? That's an important perspective, and do not doubt for a minute that that's not a part of you. But that is a part of you that you can't easily see. That's the part of you that's not easily expressed and therefore comes to you from the outside. Because all we're doing is ameliorating, is making better versions of ourselves, parts of ourselves. That's what we're doing. And it doesn't negate your mirror's experience. Meaning, if my friend is my mirror, and he or she is having a specific experience, that doesn't negate my own. It all fits together. Like, when did we lose the ability to understand that many things can be true? Somewhere in the society, we've lost that ability. Somewhere in the society, it's like, well, this one thing is true, so then everything else you're saying is not true. But I thought we were eternal beings. That's what I fucking thought. I don't know an organized religion that doesn't teach that. Okay. And beyond that, a lot of personal philosophies echo that as well. Many things can be true because we're fucking amazing. We're walking around in these meat suits. The one thing that we cannot explain to anybody else, the one thing that has yet to be explained to us, we dismissed every fucking day. And that is, how is this breath coming in our body? How are we breathing, motherfucker? How is that happening? And who decides when it starts and when it ends? Because it ain't us. And there's not a science yet that has described that to a satisfaction to where you feel in your gut, oh yeah, I know, I understand how this works. Nothing yet, nothing that I've seen anyway. And I'm not saying that I've seen anything, everything. Excuse me, that's possible because, you know, hello, I'm still walking this walk. I'm just saying. The most important question they're not answering. But they got you out here acting a fucking fool, trying to choose between rapper philosophies and fucking political parties. What the fuck is a political party? Let's talk about that. See, I'm always telling my people, journal. And I get resistance on many levels. I don't want to journal. I don't want to journal. But I'm telling you, the journaling is important. The journaling cements your mind. The journaling gives you a personal motherfucking timeline. I've got journals in this bitch. The other day I was looking up journals because I'm doing an article on 12th house perfection year. And I wanted to look back at two of my last 12th house perfection years because I've been here long enough to have had a couple of them. Okay? More than a couple. When I look back, I realize that what I thought was wasn't. I realize that the only way to understand certain things that happened in my life is from the macro view, is from the aggregate, is from standing back at this point in my life and looking and saying, oh shit, you know what? I remember how fucked up it felt when I went through that. But you know what? If I hadn't gone through that, then I couldn't have had this. And this was the shit. Knowing that inevitably, having one back view on your life for like 20 years would change your perspective if they weren't continually, bringing it back to the beginning, continually mind controlling you and making you believe, but no, what you think is not really it because you have to consider this because this is important. When you look back at all these changes in alleged administration, right, here in the United States of America alone, I'm not even going to get into wild and crazy shit like England and Spain and shit. I'm not even going to go there. Just talk about right here. How much did your specific individual life change? And really evaluate that from a foothold, from a pedestal of 20 years. Really look at that shit. Like, what really changed? So you earned $1 less when, you know, Clinton was in office? Okay, yeah, this right might have been lost, but did you ever exercise this particular right? Did you ever feel like you were going to? Do you actually know in person can touch someone who is affected by this right? Then why the fuck are you worried about it? Ain't got shit to do with you. Maybe it's because I'm melanated, but you melanated, excuse me, but because I am you melanated, I understand how much this world tries to pull on my energy. How much this world wants to sway my particular thinking process and my particular thought more than any others. Because sometimes I'll have cross-cultural conversations and people will be like, I don't even understand why you're worried about that. And we call it white privilege. We call it all kinds of shit. But the reality is as well is they know how to look at their own motherfucking plate. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about people who are family oriented or not, meaning that is not an affliction of an individualized society. Even in collectivism, you find that people are more concentrated on their own plate. It's only here in the United States that we're tugged on like this, like crazy. Because guess what? Guess who's being used to tug on us? The people who are living in the other countries who are chilling the fuck out in whatever circumstance they have. They're living it. And then we're being reminded, well, oh my God, what about this person living in a cardboard box in this country? And what about da 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 da? Listen. The reality is the best thing that I can do for that person is live the best possible life that's here for me. Because there's a reason why I'm here. Okay? If the reason is that I built upon the backs of others, guess what? The shit's about to crumble anyway. I don't gotta fucking worry about it. But if the reason is because my ancestors suffered so much so that I could be in this position, my blood has been in pain and now it's not, then who the fuck am I to come along and be like, nah, but according to society right now, I ain't suffered enough. According to society right now, I'm not carrying enough burden up in this bitch. It's supposed to be this because then that will make me God when you are already motherfucking God. I grew up Catholic, okay? So one thing I do know is that we are built in the image and likeness of God. That was one of the first things that made me look at Christians and Catholics, like, the fuck is y'all doing? I thought y'all said we were God. And y'all say that God is all powerful and ever loving, but y'all disrespect yourselves. But aren't you God? Like, I'm so confused. Y'all got me all fucked up. And when children ask questions like that, they get smacked for it. They get punished for it. They get, because the adults in question have learned long ago to stop asking themselves that question. Because it'd be too much like motherfucking right. It'd be too much like right to think about the real answer to a question like that. Listen, somehow I've ended up in a preachy space and that's not where I wanted to end up. I didn't even know I was going to record a whole fucking episode, honestly, but it's here somehow. I am going to start writing soon. I have a Substack and I plan to populate it. I've done many experiments about personal expression and what I like best. And writing is always going to be my first love. I've kept a journal since I was in second grade. I don't think I'll ever stop. And so why not extend that writing to those of you who are in the know, like the old school live journal days where I had private posts and public posts and all that kind of shit, and add on to it some of the research that I've done over the course of my life. Now, I know that I will be writing books. I know that that's in my future. But in the interim, some of these drafts get lost and I don't want to lose them anymore. So it's time to be on a platform where I can publish those as well and get that out to the populace. Because one thing we've all learned too since 2020 is we don't know what the fuck is going to happen. So in that event, I want to make sure that my voice is out here as much as possible, because I do have things to say and I have important things to express from a perspective that I think is highly individualized, but I think everybody's perspective is highly individualized. So look out for the Substack information. I will probably create Substack into my proper newsletter because I've started on so many platforms and never been able to finish. And I think it's a matter of logistics and not wanting to do behind the scenes work a whole lot. So Substack for now will be where I put a lot of those things between Substack and my personal website. So if you choose to subscribe, welcome in. I am happy to have you here. And you can expect articles like this. You can also expect articles on astrology, articles on herbalism, articles on all types of occult subjects. I study tarot, all kinds of things. You can expect as much of a balanced perspective as I am able to give, but you can also expect to learn because I am a teacher. And so even if you know nothing about the subject with which I speak, know that number one, I will teach it. I'm not going to talk to you about a 12th house perfection year without explaining to you what the fuck a 12th house perfection year actually is. Also know that it will probably be personally attached to me. So it's not going to be an amorphous story out into the sky. It's going to be attached to something in me that made me want to research that in the first place. And again, welcome in, Réveillé, Haitian Creole word, which means to awaken. Name came to me out of nowhere several years ago, and it still feels kind of fitting because I'm going through an awakening. Originally, when I chose the name, I thought, oh, this is me because I'm going to be the teacher and I'm going to teach everyone about, yeah, bullshit. No, I'm going through an awakening. And with me going through that awakening, I'm reaching out into the ether to whoever else might be going through an awakening. Interesting fact about me, I don't read statistics. I don't get on my Instagram page and look to see how many people have visited my stories. I don't do that shit. I have very strategic ways to fit my thumbs that automatically go after all these years of being on social media that cover up numbers and names of people. Unless you send me a DM or a donation, I don't even know that you've read my shit. I don't say that to insult. I say that because no pressure. If you enjoy what you see when you're here, then you are welcome. And you are welcome to come again. If you don't enjoy it, log off, click off. It's all to the GOD, and I hope that you find what you're looking for. I am not trying to garner votes. This is not a popularity contest for me. This is an artist, a true artist, who is learning how to express more and more out in public eye what is in her heart. You are here as a witness. Okay? That's all. And you can choose to witness and you can choose not to witness. It's up to you. I invite healthy conversation. Madness will be blocked. Just know. I don't even play them kind of games with myself. Like, oh, should I? No. Challenge, I can take. Madness, I cannot. And there's a nuance there, and I know how to read it. I'm not confused. Okay? But welcome in. Welcome in. Welcome in. I am so happy to have you here. Being a student of yoga for well over 25 years and a student of Kundalini yoga, those of you who listen to my podcast regularly know that I end my podcast with the words Sat Nam. Sat Nam is from the Kundalini yoga tradition. Sat Nam. Truth is my identity. Truth is my essence. Okay? Honesty has always been to me the best policy, no matter how hard it is, no matter how much you have to prepare yourself. And so therefore, I will end this episode as I've ended many, many others in the past. And I will say, Sat Nam. Truth is my identity. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you have a good one. Be on the lookout for my Substack articles beginning in February of 2023. As always, you can find more info about this or any other thing about me at iamlivier.com. Your donations are most welcome via Cash App at $Judes2020. That's JUDES2020. And thank you for listening to this episode from the I Am Livier podcast, now in season 4.